This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Property owners in Denver could soon be able to build accessory dwelling units regardless of where they live. City Council will vote next month on three zoning changes affecting ADUs. The proposals follow a new state law that requires all cities with more than 1,000 residents to allow ADUs by June. Justin Montgomery with the city's Community Planning and Development Department recommended the changes.
This proposed text amendment removes an inequitable regulatory barrier by eliminating the need for individual property owners to rezone their property to obtain the right to apply for an ADU.
The City Council will hear public comments on the issue November 18th ahead of the vote. Vail Resorts will have to keep fighting a legal battle over its labor practices in a California lawsuit. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
The Broomfield-based resort giant reached a settlement in the class action suit with tens of thousands of employees in 2022. But an appellate court just ruled that settlement may not be fair, according to a report in the Summit Daily News. At the same time, the judge ruled that plaintiffs in a separate lawsuit in Colorado should be able to intervene in the case. The two lawsuits allege more than $100 million in fair labor standards violations, the Summit Daily reports. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The State Health Department is sending reminders to Coloradans between the ages of 50 and 64 about their annual flu vaccine. Here's health reporter John Daly.
The agency is sending texts and emails to people in that group who may be due for a flu shot based on state records. Officials with the agency say a flu vaccine is the best way to protect against the flu and potential serious complications. The texts will come from the number 45778. Emails will come from a state health department address. The 50 to 64 age group includes nearly 875,000 Coloradans. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.